Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
It's just a big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother,
all right,
there's far too many of you dying.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing? I don't know. I can't hear you, man. I don't know if we blew a fuse or what. Yeah, I still can't hear you, man. Hopefully you can hear us. Can you hear us? You think so? Okay. So anyway, I want to welcome back to the studio my good friend, Robert Miranda, and he represents Fresh Water for Life. Good morning to you, brother. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Errol. How are you?
It's always good, man, to have you around, man. You're always doing good trouble, making good trouble.
Well, that's the trouble that I've been doing for the last 30, 35 years, and it's trouble that I like getting engaged in.
Man, you know, man, it is we can talk about a myriad of things as we're going to talk about this morning, as always, man, you and I, it's hard to believe, man, it's, you know, but we've been going at this for a little while.
Yeah, we
and,
have. Yeah.
And, man, I'm always glad to have you on because what is needed in this country are people who are willing to fight, right? And they're willing to not bow down, they're willing to not take bribes. They're willing to not bend over, you know, for some trinket that somebody offers them, but they're willing to fight, man. And that's what's really missing in this country, man. People who are willing to stand up and fight for others who can't fight for themselves.
Yeah, there is a void in that arena, but you know, fortunately there are few out there that are still in it for the justice and for the cause and for the stability of the community. They're not in it for the 30 pieces of silver. They're in it for what is right. And what is right is for all of us to be working together to create a harmonious society that is prosperous, that fulfills what the Constitution of this country calls for, that is to live a life of happiness, liberty, and justice for all. You know, and it's not that hard to understand that.
You know, Robert, the most important words you said, for all.
Exactly.
Man, that's what's really missing, for all.
Exactly. You know, it's not about a one-upmanship of this race or that race or this creed or that creed or this religion or that. No, it's. This country is supposedly founded on the ideals that all of us, share equally in the bounty, equally in the ideals, equally in the democratic process, and have a tolerance for each other's differing opinions. And, you know, in today's world, that has been lost. And so, you know, yeah. People like myself and others may appear to be very vocal and biased against what's being said, but that's only the reason being is because the people that don't understand that have gotten power and are now moving an agenda that steps on the toes of other people who don't agree. And there is this loss of balance. There's this loss of tolerance and this loss of understanding, and the people who want to restore that balance have to be more vocal and have to be more aggressive and have to be in the fight and understand that this fight is not about one-upmanship, but about bringing that balance back.
You know, Robert, you, again, ideals, right?
Yep.
So we listen, ideals, doesn't sound like a very powerful, powerful word, but man, that's at the root of what America is supposed to be, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And so when we get away from that, we have what we have now.
Right.
And we have people who are separated, who have elevated themselves.
Right.
I don't care if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat. We look, personally, I'm neither.
Mm-hmm.
Because the system that we are a part of is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was right about that.
Well, yeah, it is rigged.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that. It is rigged, and okay. it's rigged against the people. It's basically rigged against the people, and so I'm not going to argue with that point with him, you know. But the point that I will argue is his ability to spread hate against other people.
Right.
So he may be saying that the system is rigged, but he's contributing to that rigged system by spreading a lot of the hate and spreading and supporting the hate.
Well, and to say it's rigged, and I know it's rigged because I know how to use it.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
You know, that to me, Robert, is kind of how we continue this ongoing fight and battle, because we're going to be talking about, you know, the problems with leaded water, and again, because, man, you know, the elixir of life is water.
Exactly.
Like, come on, man. I mean, how many times, man, do we have to continue to try to wake people up to the fact that the water is poisoned,
right,
in this country?
Right.
Right? I mean, unless you are wealthy enough that you can kind of, you know, bring in, what's the name of the water company that you see with the commercials on, and they can come in and give you the best water. They got these different water people.
They have a lot of different corporations.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And they come in and they make sure that your water is clean.
Right.
They put filters in, and everything is filtered.
Something that the guy with the money can afford. Yeah. Right.
Right.
But the person who has leaded pipes in their house is drinking the worse water than a villager in the Sudan is drinking, because that water is tainted with lead and is damaging their family.
So as we move forward in this conversation, Robert, it is still amazing to me that many people in this listening audience are still not aware that they're drinking leaded water.
Yeah,
they're not aware that many of those poor children in cities across the nation, many of the rural children in rural areas, poor rural areas, are being poisoned by lead.
By other lead and other sources, and mostly rural areas. Correct. Yes. Yep. They got pesticides that are leaking and leaching into wells and things like that. It's, you know, I mean, not even in a military base are you safe.
Yeah,
you
know, man.
Those Marines at Camp Lejeune,
right?
For over 50 years, they were drinking. And the thing is the base commanders knew it, and those people were drinking water for 50 years that was tainted by chemicals that were supposed to be used to clean weapons. And here we are 50 years later. These guys that were drinking that water are falling like flies because of cancer.
So you know, I always say to people, I started realizing what was going on in the country as a kind of a young man, and I remember, you know, my brother was in Vietnam. He was 17 years old, and he enlisted. Back then, you could enlist. He enlisted, and he was Walking Point in Vietnam. And they were exposing those soldiers to Agent Orange.
Yep.
Because they knew it.
Right.
It was a defoliant.
Right.
And they knew what it would do. It would kill all the vegetation. So it would reveal the Viet Cong.
Right.
So they could see them. They were hiding in this really oasis.
Very, very dense jungle area, yeah.
And so what they did was when the people started having these problems, they said, no, that didn't happen.
Right.
They let 30 to 40 years go by before denying that.
Right. Until the studies all started coming in and showing, wait a minute, there's a common cause of illnesses, and all these guys are getting the same kind of illnesses, and they're coming from this era.
until the guys about 50, were 60 years later. Years old. Yeah,
exactly.
And then they said,
we did have a problem.
They started giving them the money.
Then they started giving them the medical help and all.
Yeah,
but by that time, they're already almost dying.
Yeah.
And they'll only spend maybe about 5-10 years to treat that person before that person dies.
Man, it is, if the American people really knew, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I remember people used to say to me, man, when I would say those things, that I was anti-American. No. Anti-American is the person who keeps his mouth shut when they know something is not right.
Exactly.
Well, I'm a patriot. I support the military. Man, you're a wounded veteran. You're a military guy. Don't tell me you support the veterans in the military if you're not willing to fight for what happened to them.
Exactly.
Now we're gonna get into the water after the break, man. But we just had to.
No, it just people have to understand that when folks get out there to say something, you have First Amendment right. Nobody can take that from you. That is the cornerstone of the Constitution. From there, we build everything. But the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, is the most important part of a democracy.
Yeah.
And if people start going after that and they start winning, then the democracy and your right to say something is completely destroyed.
And even with that, you got to be careful.
Exactly. Got
to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My man Robert Miranda, you know, from Fresh Water for Life, is in the studio. We're going to get into some things after the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. I really kind of like the way we open.
Yeah.
Because I get frustrated. Yeah, I'm tired of it.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies today with a high of 78. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, 62. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 86.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
We'll be right back.
touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
The early show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My man, Robert Miranda of Fresh Water for Life, is back in the studio. So what brings you back this time around, man?
Well, this time around, we're back to address the recent announcement by Mayor Cavalier Johnson of Milwaukee. Regarding the whole plan to remove these lead service lines.
70,000.
Right. Well, they're around 66,000 now, okay. but there's still very, very much a lot of pipes out there.
So for people who aren't aware, what do you mean by leaded pipes?
Well, back in the early 1800s, late 1800s, 1870s, the city of Milwaukee mandated that for homes that are being built that are going to use city water services, the service lines or the pipes that are going to connect to the water mains of the city have to be made of lead. They must use leaded pipes. And so those homes back in those days, when they connected to the city water mains, connected from the city water mains to inside the house, they were made of lead. And that was going on all the way from the 1870s to about the late 1940s, 1958. That was about the last time they started using lead. But all that time, all that was mandated. And so those lead pipes have been underground now for over 120, 140 years. And over the years, corrosion has been picking up,
right,
and to the point now where a lot of these pipes are now leaching a lot of lead into the water. Two types of lead: soluble lead, particulate matter lead. No matter what it is, it's leaching into the water and it's causing the damage to our community that we see today, with educational system, with the crime and all that stuff. Lead is a very serious contributor to the demise of our society. And that has been proven scientifically throughout the past 2,000 years. Even Rome, back in days of Rome, they realized lead being used to distribute water, it was a bad idea. But we did it here, and now we're at the point where we got to get rid of them.
They actually did it all over the nation.
They did it all over. They did it all over the country.
Right.
And so now we're at today's point where the country saying we got to get these things out because we see that it is damaging. And the science on this issue has really started picking up around like the middle 1990s to today. We see a lot of brand new science showing how serious this matter is and how damaging the situation is to public health. And so now we're moving to get these things out of our water system so that we could start providing the public with the fresh water, clean water that the city says we have in abundance, but 66,000 plus homes are not receiving because they are using lead pipes. So the mayor in his State of the City address stated that he will be focusing on removing these lead pipes. Initially, his administration had announced that we were going to be removing 1,500 a year, which would take about 60 to 70 years. That met some pushback from our organization and from other groups around the city. So at the city address, he came out and said, well, we're not going to do the 1,500. We're going to do 3,300, which will take about 20 years. We're in opposition to that. We're also in opposition to that because it goes against the promise that the president of the United States of America made, Joseph Biden, that we are going to remove these pipes within a decade. These pipes have to be removed within a decade. And so for Mayor Johnson to come out and say now this new plan he wants to implement is going to take 20 years to achieve goes against that promise. And we're saying that's not enough. We got to remove more. And if we can't do it, then why other cities around the country are doing it? Detroit is doing it. They're going to be removing 5,000 to 10,000 pipes per year. They're going to do 5,000 this year. They're doing 10,000. They're ratcheting it up to 10,000 next year. We've seen Newark, New Jersey, who removed 22,000 pipes in less than 3 years. We're seeing cities in Denver, Colorado, which are moving in that direction to remove pipe. So why is Milwaukee not able to
replicate
the president's promise?
So listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guess is my good friend Robert Miranda from Flat Freshwater for Life. We'll be right
on the Whammy and Guitars for Vets stage. Find more info at guitars4vets.org. Presented by WAUK 540 AM. The Shaw 101. Ours for Vets stage. Find more info at guitars4.
It's a beautiful morning.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend Robert Miranda of Freshwater for Life. Let's go to the phone lines and David's from Mequon. Good morning, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Really quickly, so I have a couple questions and I'll make a quick comment. So my question to you is, when we jumped from, you just mentioned, 1,600 to 3,300, did he give you a price amount as to what that would be, you know, as far as cost per year? And then the second question is, what about Milwaukee County? Is David Crowley, I'm not sure what the county's situation is, but I'm just curious. And then the comment I wanted to make was that, and I don't know, maybe the next time, Robert, you...
No, hold on. Let him respond. Let him respond to those.
I just want to make one comment. Robert, when the next time you meet the mayor, keep in mind, and I've had this argument with Earl in the past, that the city was going to allocate like $15 million or $16 million towards a new plaza on 3rd in Wisconsin. I think that that money should be reallocated towards what your vision is, which is infrastructure for the, you know, the citizens of Milwaukee, rather than a plaza that really...
Well, so David, one has nothing to do with the other. As Robert stated, the President of the United States has allocated resources to address that. But so go ahead, Robert.
So to go to question one for David, the cost related to this. We're looking at costs that can go from $7,000 to $12,000, okay?
Per pipe. Home, right.
Depending on the level of work and the length of the pipe and stuff like that. The monies that were allocated by the Biden administration come from infrastructure monies that were passed in the Infrastructure Act of 2021, and then the American Rescue Plan monies that, and then you have all these other different kinds of pots of monies that are out there that have been allocated to the state, to the locals, and all that stuff. There are plenty of different avenues to attract funding to cover costs that are needed to remove the pipes, despite what the costs are. Like Denver, Colorado says, the cost is not important here. What is important here is life. What is important here is the health of the community. If we can improve the health of the community, then we can improve the other social ills that are out there, the crime, the education, even improve the cost of health care by reducing the number of people who have become sick because of the drinking of this water over the years. So a lot of the back burner stuff that comes in, if we deal with this from the front end, immediately we start seeing the cost effects that reduce those costs later for us. So on that front, you know, that is what we're looking at as far as cost. Now, the other question was, I forget what the other question was. Oh, the monies that he was talking about, where they come from. Well, I just answered that. Basically, the accelerator program that the city of Milwaukee should sign on to, which I had a meeting with the secretary of the Department of Natural Resources, Secretary Payne, about 2-3 weeks ago. And we were going over matter of what the city pushes out there is flushing, which is another problem I have with the city pushing this issue of flushing your water for 2 to 3 minutes, which is a science shows is an unreliable way of preventing poisoning of lead.
Flushing meaning turning on your water faucet and letting it run.
Exactly. For two to three minutes.
It doesn't work. It's
unreliable because the city will say that the flushing reduces the risk of lead exposure. Now, that's the key word, reduces. So in other words, what the city is saying is rather than drinking a glass of water that might have 11, 12 parts per billion lead in it, run the water. And then after you run the water, then you can drink a glass with maybe 2 or 1 part per billion of lead in it. But the CDC and the EPA and everybody all agree no level of lead is safe. So if we're looking to reduce, then we're defeating the idea of no level is safe. So the idea here should be to prevent. See, there's a distinction between reducing lead exposure and preventing lead exposure. And the way you prevent is by using filters. That's the way you prevent, not flushing. But getting back to the money of infrastructure, the money is there. Now, if there are other pots of money that we can get, the city still has monies that are going to be collected from the Waukesha contract. They got about 90-95% of that project just about completed. And pretty soon, some of that beautiful fresh water that the city touts that we have is going to be going to Waukesha, which will be paying the city an annual income of about $3 to $4 million. There's some of that money we can get it tap into to help remove these pipes. And the city water department, the water utility, the Milwaukee Water Works, they're not considered like a taxing entity, but they do pay an amount annually to the city, which they call a pilot, which is payment in lieu of taxes. And that amount annually that the city gets from the Milwaukee Water Works utility is about $13.5 million. So, I mean, the money is there. And the money to pay for this is there.
So Robert, people may say, why are people drinking leaded water? Don't they see the lead in the water?
No. Lead is undetectable to the human eye, to the human smell, to the human taste. You just cannot detect it. It's there. And like I said, it's there in its two forms. It's there in its soluble form. Soluble meaning that it's like sugar and water. It just dissolves into the water. You can't see it. Or it's in a particulate matter. And a particulate matter can range from nanoparticle size to a size that you see, like you saw on those aerators of the faucet, when you take it off and you look in there and you see those pieces of metal. Those metals are usually lead-laced kinds of metals. So sometimes you'll see it, but most of the time you will not. And especially when your kids are just pouring a glass of water.
Right.
They're not concerned about looking at the water. They're drinking it. And so this situation has been going on for far too long, and we need to get rid of this element from distributing the water in our homes.
David, go ahead.
Yeah. The other question I had was really quickly, Robert. How about at the county level? Has there been any discussions with David Crowley? I'm not sure what the situation is, you know, surrounding the city of Milwaukee, but I was just curious to get your input in that as well.
Yes, the county. Thank you for that question, Dave. Yes, the county has been involved in discussions in regards to the lead issue as well. And David Crowley, my understanding, is in support of the accelerator program. I'm not clear if the county has signed on to that or not. But, you know, it wasn't David Crowley who was invited to the White House. And it wasn't David Crowley who was there in the announcement when the White House said Milwaukee, Wisconsin is going to be a model for the accelerator. It was Mayor Johnson. And so that's why we're saying we're surprised that Mayor Johnson has not signed on to the accelerator program yet.
So why, in your estimation, has the mayor chosen not to sign up for that?
Well, we asked the water superintendent, Patrick Pauley, that question at a meeting of the community. And he had indicated to us at that meeting that the reason why the city did not sign on is because the accelerator program, it was to help cities to accelerate to get to a point where they could start removing pipes. And he said the city of Milwaukee is already at that point, so we didn't feel that we have to sign on, which was a real poor, pathetic answer, because it's not about preparing the city to prepare plans or get ready to do certain things. It's about also to help the city get the funding and find funding for removal, and the accelerator program can help the city do that. And so it really irks us that the city or the mayor has not signed on to it yet.
Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great topic. Statement and a question. Statement is, you know, Dave is, every time I hear Dave from Equan talk, he's complaining about that plaza. But he's not ever saying anything about the $750 million they're spending on I-43 so he can get to Mequon and back in 3 minutes. The other question is that if when this lead, when you're rinsing your pipes, and you know, you say that doesn't work exactly, that water then is going into the sewer system, which then goes into the treatment plant, which then goes back into the lake. Does the sewer system get rid of the lead there, or does it go in the lake and just get diluted that way?
That's a great question, Tom.
That is a great question, John. I don't really have an answer to that, but I do know that when Madison was moving to remove all of its lead pipes, there was an issue related to the lead contaminating the water over there, and I'm not totally sure of how that all worked out, but it was a driving force that forced Madison to remove its lead laterals. So in regards to that question, that would probably be something that the Metro Milwaukee Water Department, MMSD, the sewage department, would be best to answer. And that's something that I will email their people and ask them about. And I appreciate that question.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And we must also remember that we need to get money out of politics.
Right.
What I'd like to say is if we had a – and I'm not comparing – are trying to contrast, but if we had a Republican mayor in the city of Milwaukee, would we be seeing any type of progress at all in this situation? And number two, where the hell is our media? We have our great Earl Ingram on this show that brings things to light where people can put pressure on the mayor, because the politicians are never going to be ahead of the parade. They got to be pushed by the parade. And hopefully they're not bought out by a special interest. Do you think that Cavalier Johnson is being not bought off because he has to run for re-election and that costs money? Is he being inundated by the special interest, or is it a situation where He's just not really doing what the president of the United States talked about, which is getting rid of all lead pipes, because that is a major problem.
Hey, Tom, hang on. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Storms.
Started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. I'll express way to your heart.
See, this is music when you understood the lyrics. Right? When you not only understood the lyrics, but you understood the message.
Oh, man. Man. This is about 1969.
Right.
68. Welcome back.
As always,
you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Robert Miranda of FLAC is here. Robert, you want to respond to Tom from L.A.?
Yeah, let me. Hopefully I can get the questions in my head here.
Yeah,
right,
Tom, go ahead. Quickly, Tom.
I know Tom asked about the mayor, being a Republican.
Tom is still here.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that the way that politicians get pressure is either by we the people in a collective group or by the special interests that are funding their campaign.
Sure.
Yep. David's I-43 project must be getting some good funding, I'm guessing, from someone outside to get that to become a priority over getting lead out of pipes. And I was also saying, where the hell is the media, besides Earl Ingram, where the hell is the media to put the pressure on Cavalier Johnson to, to push?
Well,
I mean, I am not about demonizing politicians, especially my Democratic politicians, because I think that they actually can be moved. But I am really upset the fact that media seems to go along with, I-43's got to be done, blah, blah, blah. The only person I've ever heard talk about the lead pipes was actually Rachel Maddow on her show years ago.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Well, so the truth of the matter is this is not an issue that just arrived with Cavalier Johnson, who's been the mayor under a year. It's the media and Robert and the fight and the battle. You went to former mayor's office with the media. I was there with you, and you made all kind of noise.
Yep, we had our fight started really about 8 years ago. I mean, that fight was to bring attention to it.
Right.
It wasn't even talked about back then.
Right.
People got confused about these lead laterals being tied to the MMSD. They didn't know the difference between Milwaukee Water Works and MMSD. They were confused. They were like, "What are you talking about? Where lead pipes? Where?" Back then, back around 2015, nobody knew. Now today, everybody seems to be an expert on the whole issue. And so back then, the mayor and I, Barrett and myself, were in a big fight for messaging, because the mayor was telling everybody the water is safe, and I was telling everybody, no, it's not. You know, and they were confused. They were trying to confuse the public between the water that's going through the water mains, and I'm trying to tell the people, no, there's a difference between water going through the water mains and water going through lead service lines.
Right.
And so, you know, so finally that message got cleaned up. Now, today's messaging is, what do we do in regards to removing these things and how much it's costing and this and that. And so the messaging is now, well, we don't have enough money or we're running short on workers. You know, there's a work shortage. And again, that's all BS. That's not true. We have the money. And if we're having problem with work shortage, then why are we letting corporations out of Milwaukee, like Five Star Energy Services, go to Detroit and do contracts in Detroit, where Detroit is removing 5,000 to 10,000 pipes a year using a Milwaukee corporation to do the work, and we're not bringing in those kind of corporations to do that kind of work here in Milwaukee. So there's a disconnect going on here, or somebody bold-faced lying to the community about this. Now, in regards to the media has picked up on us when we were being very forceful, but initially they weren't picking up on us. And what is key here is that we have to reorganize in the community, which we started now, because once the media sees the community rising up again, then the media starts saying, okay, well, let's start covering them. So right now we've begun assemblies. We started our first assembly about a week ago. We're organizing more assemblies in the community to inform the public and inform the community. Don't let what's coming out of City Hall distract you from the reality and the truth of things, because even though the city is telling you 3,300 is what we want to do, they could do more. They have the money to do more, and we have the workers to do it.
So what frustrates me the most about it, Robert, is constantly the media's harping on youth crime.
Right.
And these young people are shooting, and these young people are stealing cars. And you know, and I know, that many of these young people, that they don't want to be educated. The issues that associated with lead poisoning has impacted and affected these children.
Exactly.
There's no question whatsoever. Right.
There is a UWM study there that came out about 2 years ago that linked the violence going on to lead poisoning. But it was like the media picked it up for one day, and then it was shelved, and it was gone. But there is studies all over the country that show that there is the link and there is a need to remove these pipes so that we could start doing something about crime rather than inundating and hiring
more police which is just ridiculous.
And bringing tanks onto the street. You know, I mean, it just getting to the point where is the common sense here?
Yeah.
You know, where is the common sense to deal with this in a more rational, more reasonable way? Rather than getting more extreme, and that is to eventually build RoboCop and get them out there in the street and start shooting everybody up.
You know where the state has determined now that the city of Milwaukee must hire even more police officers.
Yes,
as if somehow that's going to fix.
And in the meantime, we let these root causes, these problems, continue to fester. And all we're going to be doing is putting more people in harm's way rather than making safer streets.
Well, look, man, keep up the battle. I know you will. You know, the door's always open for you. Man, I've supported you from the onset with this because I know what's happening to these children. And the worst part about it is city fathers and leaders know what's happening to them.
Oh, of course they do.
And they got to get that fixed. Robert Miranda of Flack. Have to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Thank you.